insulted. If I were to give you back all the gold that I took, would you leave me alone then?
If you'd not killed, then I would.
To be a robber, one has to kill.
Then if you're afraid of dying, you shouldn't rob.
In a world where it takes a beast to entertain you, the Beast Gang Podcast.
So, welcome back to the Beast Gang Podcast. And today we're going to talk about Spider-Man Far From Home. It's directed by John Watts, who had done the previous movie. The writer is Chris McKenna, and it stars Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man, Samuel L. Jackson, who plays Shaft, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Zendaya. And the synopsis is, following the events of Avengers Endgame, Spider-Man must step up to take on a new threat in a world that has changed forever. So the movie starts off in Mexico. It's Nick Fury and Maria Hill investigating a destroyed town. And then there's another disturbance while they're there. Mysterio shows up. And then there's a Whitney Houston song. And then there's this tribute to Tony Stark, Captain America, Black Widow, and Vision. And then you're brought to one of those Scholastic TV shows. And you get an explanation of what happened during the snap. They call it the blip. And that people that were snapped are the same age, even though they were brought back 5 years later, and other people have grown older. Spider-Man shows up at a charity event with Aunt May, and then Happy shows up to tell him that Nick Fury's been calling. He's been ignoring Nick Fury, and he's also feeling a little inadequate about losing Tony Stark. Then while planning for a class trip to Italy, bring himself to tell MJ that he likes her, whole class goes to Italy, and while in Italy, there's another disturbance, and then it starts to destroy the city. Mysterio shows up again. And then he works with Peter to quell the disturbance. And then Nick Fury explains the larger problem. We're going to start off the man who got his mind on his money and his hand on some Henny, Big Mike.
Jesus. Every goddamn time, man.
Henny?
People going to think I'm Shannon Sharp after a while.
Skip!
Got my hen.
But Big Mike, what did you think of Spider-Man Far From Home?
Did not like the beginning of the movie. The CGI was off for one, which really pissed me off because Marvel tends to not miss stuff like that. But it was bothering me at the beginning of the movie. The suit was kind of off when Tom Holland moved. And it was a little slow to kind of pick up to me. But once things moved along, once the action started, I thought the movie got pretty good. I think it's a good continuation from Endgame and a good continuation for Spider-Man. I like how they handled Mysterio because I was kind of wondering how that whole thing was going to be done and played out. Handled it in an intelligent way to where in some ways it makes sense. I think Tom Holland, I've said before, I think is probably the best. Marvel needs to do everything they can to keep him, especially since he's literally said he wants to play Spider-Man until he can't walk anymore. He's smart and intelligent of Marvel to keep everything going because unlike previous Spider-Mans, you know, Toby was a little older when he played him and then Andrew Garfield just didn't work out. But with Tom Holland, he's young enough to where you're dealing with Spider-Man in high school and you can actually grow with the character as time goes along. So I think they need to keep those things going. I thought some of the humor was good. Other things weren't as much. The whole high school love thing was okay. I don't think it was too overdone, but there were times where it was like, all right, we get the point. But overall, I think the movie was good. I think the scene with Mysterio and Spider-Man, I think is one of the best shot scenes that Marvel's done CGI wise, because I felt the scene was shot in a way where it almost felt like I opened the comic book page and read that scene reading the Spider-Man issue. So kudos to Marvel for that. And then everything else that I could talk about got to be in the spoiler cast. So,
all right, James.
I liked the movie. There were some issues that I'll probably get into a little bit later. The universe that they created for Spider-Man, you feel like he is a teenager. You know, you actually feel like this is a teenage superhero movie. So I thought that was well done. I agree with Mike with the love story between him and trying to get for him to express his feelings. It was well done, but after a while, I was like, all right, we get the point. We get it. I did like the chemistry between him and Ned. I thought that was kind of cool. The action sequence between him and Mysterio fighting the elementals, that was very well done. Mysterio was done very well. Like Mike said earlier, I was trying to figure out how they were going to do it. I knew for a fact that he wasn't what people thought he was with the trailer. The way they set it up, I knew it was something to it. But the way they did it was very, very good. I mean, it was modern. It made sense. Plausible as much as this is not a real world thing. But it's like, oh, okay, I could see this. Do I think it was better than Homecoming? Yes, and then no. Homecoming was pretty good too, but this to me, it kind of, Homecoming 2.0 with certain things, but I did enjoy the movie. I would see it again, but it's just this one thing that kind of bothers me a little bit. And for Spider-Man to continue, they need to stop doing this certain thing. But I'll talk about that later.
All right, Matt.
Movie is emotionally engaging. I'm very happy as far as how Marvel was able to intertwine Spider-Man and the MCU. Hopefully they don't mess that up as his contract is coming to a close. Although with this movie, I don't feel that this should have been the end of Phase 3. Personally, I think it should have probably been the start of Phase 4, but that's just my personal opinion. I really didn't think they could pull off Mysterio. I mean, following the comic books, for me, I was like, he was a ho-hum character. But the way they portrayed him in the movie was phenomenal, especially the part where Spider-Man's going against Mysterio one-on-one. I think Mike touched on it earlier as far as that, hey, you know, you understood what Spider-Man was going through and the illusions that he was feeling, kind of made it very realistic to me. The high school love romance, as I think James mentioned earlier, the high school love was great because they weren't trying to mature Spider-Man immediately, like with Tobey Maguire's Sam Raimi movies, where, hey, next thing you know, he's out of high school and then all of a sudden he's a grown man. So for them to develop the character the way they did is great. Side characters, as far as Ned, you know, there for comic relief. Wonderful supporting cast. And the twist is, I felt, you know, for the most part, it was predictable until the end. And you kind of get that, okay, that's pretty interesting. Overall, excellent movie. I'm glad Marvel made it. Probably one of the best Spider-Mans that have come out in quite some time.
Keith.
I liked it about as much as I liked Homecoming. I've always said that Spider-Man was the one hero whose life you just didn't want. I mean, I don't even think I want his powers. Like, swinging around and stuff like that, that's like a daily roller coaster ride. But the successful Spider-Man movies understand that Peter Parker is not the guy you want to be like, but he's the guy you always root for to kind of win. So the way they've written Homecoming, this one, as more of a high school angsty drama, not drama, but high school comedy, it works extremely well. The supporting cast works out. J.B. Smoove was overshadowed by even some of the kids. But
he had a bit part, yeah.
He had a bit part, but he was still funny. And it was just like this one and Homecoming, I didn't know what to expect. So I was wowed by the whole high school antics and everything and just kind of the slice of life aspects of this one is more of the same. But at the same time, you kind of get this whole impact that they have that Avengers Endgame had to Peter Parker in this regards. The Mysterio plotline, the Mysterio change and stuff. Once again, Marvel just takes care with their characters. He's a strong villain, I think. One of the strongest. I didn't like the way his story played out. They couldn't go completely with the comic book. Making him fit within the Marvel universe worked out well. And his origin story being the way it is, it's relatively fits in. I think they did a better job with this one and twist than they did with Iron Man 3 twist. I enjoyed it. Had a few laugh out loud moments and the action was really good. I think the action improved a lot.
All right. So I liked this movie, but I felt it was a little unnecessary. I think for this movie to really have been successful, maybe it should have come out before. Because someone stated that this shouldn't be the end of this phase of Marvel movies. The formula to some of these Marvel movies and specifically these Spider-Man movies might need to change. And in regards to the Marvel side of things, Captain Marvel did the exact same thing. You have the villain and the hero team up. Doctor Strange did it. Thor did it. I guess you can call Loki a villain. Having Peter always looking for a father figure, at least in the two movies. And he just happens to be close to one of the villains, and when I say close to one of the villains, I'm just talking about storyline-wise. I think Zendaya was written very poorly in this movie. And I'm tired of that brutally honest character that always has to show up in a lot of movies, and it just happens to be Zendaya's character in this one. But I really hate that type of character, that socially awkward, well, I just have to say whatever comes out of my mouth. It just really gets on my nerves. Another thing is that all the love angles detract from this movie, because you have four, technically, I guess, three, four. And then the Aunt May and Happy one is really the worst one. And then the Mysterio introduction and reveal was well done. Jake Gyllenhaal fit the character. And he's a good actor. So Tom Holland was fine. I mean, Samuel Jackson's essentially playing Nick Fury. I just really felt that this movie, the first movie is a lot better. The first movie is a very strong movie. This one is just okay. When I watch it again, yeah, I'll watch it again, but Avengers Endgame set the bar. And anything else between that, you have Captain Marvel, which was not that great of a movie. And then this movie, which is better than Captain Marvel. And then Endgame. And that's really direction that this all should have taken. But you can't necessarily have this movie without Endgame. Shot a whole another movie that took place before Endgame and just kind of re-edited everything to make it look like that. So
to make it fit.
Yeah. So get into some questions. I guess on a larger scale of all the Spider-Man movies, where does this one fit in?
I don't know. Spider-Man 3 is the worst. Amazing Spider-Man 2 is next. Amazing Spider-Man is next on top of that. I would say Far From Home is next. Spider-Man 1 with Tobey. And then I would probably go Homecoming, Spider-Verse, and then Spider-Man 2. Reverse order all the way back up to the top.
I'll go from the top to the bottom. Spider-Verse 1. I was so damn impressed with that movie. But anyway, Spider-Verse 1, Spider-Man 2, probably Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man. And then Homecoming, Far From Home. Then the last two, Garfield, well, Amazing Spider-Man 2. No, that Amazing Spider-Man, then Amazing Spider-Man 2, then Spider-Man 3.
Boy, I was wondering for a second, Jay. Because Amazing Spider-Man 2 is a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3 belong in a specific category of movies just in general.
Yeah. But those two are the last, are the bottom feeders. Spider-Man 3 and Amazing Spider-Man 2, then Amazing Spider-Man.
All right, Matt.
Into the Spider-Verse, number one. Spider-Man 2, as far as my number two. First Spider-Man with the brand new Spider-Man, put Far From Home is number three. Number four, Homecoming. First Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. And then the other ones are a crapshoot. But of course, the last two would be Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire, as well as Spider-Man 2.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Amazing, yeah. Those are my bottom.
Keith.
Number one, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Did not think it was going to be that good. And it turned out to be... was Spider-Man 2, very, very close. In fact, I would almost want to say they're neck and neck, but edged out. Spider-Man 2 is among my favorite comic book movies ever. So it's still in the top five, but number two in the Spider-Man movies. Spider-Man Homecoming, then Far From Home. Number five, I get that to the first Spider-Man, 2002. Then the next one after that, I'd say The Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Spider-Man 3.
I'm going with Keith's order because his and Mike's are pretty much similar. It's just where Into the Spider-Verse falls. And that was a great movie. That was my favorite movie of last year, and it deserves to be watched by everyone. So we're going to go to the Big Mike. What is your score?
I'm going to keep it short and brief. I give it an 8. Like I said, it was enjoyable. I liked the way they did Mysterio. Action was good. I'm just ready to get a spoiler cast because we can't talk about a damn thing till we till we get to that. So
yeah, basically.
All right, Jay.
I give it a 7.5. Like I said, it was a good movie, but there were some things that I didn't like, and it kind of deters from the character growth, but I will talk about that later, but I give it a 7.5.
Matt?
I give it a 9, highly enjoyable movie, which was able to portray Mysterio in ways that we never thought he could be, given that he's not one of the main villains, but one of the arch enemies of Spider-Man, portrayed very well.
Keith?
I will give this an 8. A lot of the things they did, Homecoming did just as well. So I still liked it the same, but Homecoming gets the higher score because it was fresh to me at the time. It's a good movie, solid movie, solid 8.
It was a good introduction.
For me, I'm going to go with a 7. This movie is watchable. It's enjoyable. I think the formula is a little tired right now, even though it's only two movies. And then also kind of the high school aspect starts to wear on you for a little bit. Homecoming is a better movie. And the writing and this approach that, you know, is essentially Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
This one, is basically a John Hughes superhero movie.
Yeah. I mean, again, the first one is John Hughes movie. This one is just, I don't know what it is, but it's watchable. It's not a bad movie. Or like some other, those types of comedies from the 80s. but was it necessary? That's debatable. So just in general, I just want to let you know that this is the third year of the Beast Gang.
Yes. 3 years.
3 years. Yes.
Time flies. 3 years
of the Beast Gang.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Thank y'all once again for having me on here. It's a pleasure all the time. Happy to be a member of the Beast Gang. And 3 years down, hopefully an eternity to go. Even though I know we don't live forever, but until that day ever comes, I don't want this to stop. So shout out to y'all. Onward with the Beast Gang.
To infinity and beyond. All right. Jay.
Wow. I mean, it's been 3 years. It doesn't even seem like it. It seemed like we started this maybe a year ago. Just time flies when you're having fun, I guess. So.
Well, technically, it would have been Dark Phoenix, so I was like, nah, dog.
Nah, we can't go out on that note. Nah, man, no. But keep pushing and just try to get better.
All right, Matt.
Awesome to be a part of this. Look forward to doing this for as long as we're alive, and go Beast Gang.
Interesting ride to get there. Like, I still remember when Barry first proposed it, and I still remember the conversations after watching the movie, all of us hanging out outside of a movie theater parking lot with security coming by, just kind of like looking at us, what the heck's going on over there. But this is a good idea, and I like how it's grown. Appreciate it, and I appreciate you fellas. Keep it going.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that this doesn't work without you guys. Yeah, I had attempted to do this once by myself and did not work just because of you generally want other people's opinions. So I value everybody's opinion on the podcast, whether we agree or disagree. 3 years of Beast Gangs. I appreciate you guys. Appreciate your opinions and seeing some of these bad movies. But Beast Gang, 3 years in game. Yeah.
Before I end your life here today, got a message you want to give your daughter? You must be one of the senior knights.
I am.
I'm very pleased. At last, I've encountered a real enemy to fight.
You're right there. You're first and you're last.
You are now rocking with the Beast Gang.
Yeah, I like this. They might turn me up in headphones, man. Yeah. When we wild out, we a dangerous gang. Go against the grain, see us in a dangerous way. Lord forgive them, they don't know what they say. If they really understood, they said I'll live the kings. Every other day is foul talk. Fools walking around think they got the gangster walk. They don't wanna, yeah, they don't be on the grind like me. Phone stall, yeah, they don't ever shine like me. The issue that you lack vision, saying life dissed you, claiming you a victim, but you slave to the system. Cash, but they ain't got no wealth. Intelligence, but you ain't got no knowledge of self. They pray and pray for my downfall, just trying to get a piece of it all. The true answer, yeah, your eyes is false. You a fool, you in the land of the lost. Yeah, I like this. I'm one two. Yeah. Check. Deal with the game missing. Stay ballin', court vision. Be calling me like a fiend, I stay hittin'. MVP the lead, like my name Jordan. Even when I bow, yo, I stay scoring. Every other week is crazy. Fools walk around acting like they can beat me. All the stuff you do is just shady. That's why you never can face me. You and me, we can't get along. My crew come together, day before form like Voltron. Where the powers combine, without even trying. Whatever we do comes out as design. You know the name, you know the fame. You know our reign, you know our lane. You know our aim. 3 years in the game, we the rules of everything. That's why we screaming out, God bless the queens, God bless them, yeah.
Remember what he said to us. Intelligence is better than the sword, sometimes. And he's right.
He underestimated us. He didn't know, although we're good with swords, that we're not completely stupid.
The Beast Gang at beastgang.com. That's how you spelled it on the script. That's the way I'm going to say it. Okay, I'll correct it. At beastgang.com.